Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting second. The second baseman, Lenny Randall. Batting third. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Larry Biotner. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jackie Brown. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Jackie Brown. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting third. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Mincher reaches second base with a double. There goes Randall trying to get to home. Reichardt throws the ball into Morales, who relays the ball to Egan, who tags Randall, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher fields the ball and throws to Brown covering. Safe. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Biotner for the out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Melton reaches second base with a double. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is called out on strikes. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Biedner. Johnstone reaches second base with a double. Melton scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnstone scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Egan moves to second. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan bunts towards third. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. Egan moves to third. Morales moves to second. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly is walked intentionally. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is called out on strikes. One out. Jackie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is called out on strikes. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Horlan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Melton hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnstone takes first base on ball 4. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Egan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Casey Cox now pitching. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-0 in the game. Horlan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Randle strikes out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Minter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 1 in the game. Biotner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Biotner reaches second base with a double. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 2 in the game. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Unser. May reaches second base with a double. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Melton is hit by the pitch. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Reichardt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes May trying to get to home. Biotner throws the ball into Casanova, who tags May, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Melton moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Luis Alvarado now playing shortstop. Rich Morales now playing third base. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 1 in the game. Casanova hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Casey Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnstone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Egan hits a fly ball into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morales strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 2 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Randle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mincher hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bart Johnson now pitching. Larry Biettner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biettner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Biettner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morales fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Randle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-3 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-2 in the game. Casanova hits a line drive towards short. Alvarado reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullen hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen pinch hits for Casey Cox. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-3 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Gratzenda now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. May takes first base on ball 4. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado bunts towards the mound. Gratzenda fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Reichardt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, White Sox. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. John Stone is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Egan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Egan reaches second base with a double. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Egan scores. Morales moves to second. It's 8-3, White Sox. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morales scores. It's 9-3, White Sox. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Randle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 2-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Howard is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Biotner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randle moves to second. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-3 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Elliot Maddox now playing center field. Del Unser now playing right field. Larry Biotner now playing left field. Horacio Pena now pitching. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-4 in the game. McKinney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. May hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-1 in the game. Alvarado strikes out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 3-4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Reichardt takes first base on ball 4. McKinney moves to second. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-3 in the game. Casanova hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-3 in the game. Cullen hits a line drive into left field. Reichardt picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Reichardt. Cullen moves to second. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Horacio Pena. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-5, White Sox. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 4 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Randle hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-6, White Sox. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mincher hits a line drive towards third. Morales reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Washington Senators, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.